In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, good evening and welcome to this edition of Jainan News brought to you live from the Iranian capital, Tehran. The 42nd provincial tour of the cabinet took President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and his cabinet ministers to the northeastern Iranian city of Bujnort, the capital of the northern Khorasan province. Addressing the residents, the president emphasized that the so-called advocates of democracy and liberalism, which have always been harbingers of war and conflicts throughout the globe, should know that muscle flexing cannot make the Iranian nation retreat from their inalienable rights. Later on, the chief executive paid a visit to an underprivileged village in the suburbs of Bujnort, where he pointed out that the hegemonic powers which dominated and looted the wealth of the nation in the past are now on the verge of collapse themselves. President Ahmadinejad emphasized that the government's major economic reform plan mainly aims to foster development all across the nation. Iraqi Parliament Speaker Mahmoud al-Mashhadani raised the latest domestic and regional developments in separate meetings with senior Iranian officials. In a meeting with the visiting Iraqi top parliamentarian, Chairman of the Expediency Council, Akbar Hashimi Rafsanjani, called for speedy withdrawal of the occupying forces from Iraq and urged unity among all Iraqis as the crucial factor in the settlement of all problems faced by the war-shattered country. Secretary of the Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili, also told the Iraqi official that Iran favors full security of Iraq and underscored that Iran spares no effort in restoring peace and stability to its neighbor state. Foreign Minister Mahathir Mottaki, in talks with al-Mashhadani, said that Iran and Iraq are determined in promoting two-way relations, adding, political, economic, and cultural ties between the two nations are intertwined. During the meetings, Iraq's top parliamentarian briefed Iranian officials on the latest developments in his country and voiced Baghdad's readiness to enhance ties with Tehran on all fronts. The Iranian parliament is to make amendments to the general conscription law. The MPs have voted for the urgency of a motion which allows educational military service exemptions for school, university, and seminary school students, as well as Iranians residing abroad. The legal package also sheds more light on the cases of medical exemption and provides young scientific elites with more legal facility when it comes to military service. The second meeting of the Executive Council of Asian Parliamentary Assembly, APA, started work in Tehran today. Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani told the conference that there are certain potentials for Asian countries to be tapped into. He said, considering today's world conditions, Asia can define a great and effective role in international affairs by sticking to shrewd policies. The top parliamentarian glorified Iran's resistance to the U.S. and Western pressure and said that the world has passed the status of unilateralism and cannot tolerate it anymore. He called on the APA to take further steps for strengthening relations between parliaments and governmental organizations. In the meeting attended by 32 countries' parliamentarians, globalization, poverty, and global environmental issues were discussed. U.S. President George W. Bush signed the legislation to enact a U.S.-India nuclear agreement. The agreement offers India access to sophisticated U.S. technology and cheap atomic energy in return for allowing U.N. inspections of some of its nuclear facilities, but not military nuclear sites. Republican John McCain and Democrat Barack Obama battled over taxes at their second presidential debate, but agreed middle-class workers are fearful about their economic future and need quick and lasting help. With U.S. financial institutions reeling under what Obama called the worst crisis since the Great Depression, the presidential rivals differed on their approach to healing the economy. However, both blamed the current financial system for the crisis.
Nailing down Senator Obama's
6 years into Iraq war and the lame duck George W. Bush is still the target of criticism for its wrong policies. This time, this is for former American attorney Vincent Bugliosi, who has urged the international community to bring the U.S. president to the justice for raiding Iraq war and involving Americans in Iraq's quagmire.
George Bush took this nation to war on a lie under false pretenses and therefore under the law. He is guilty of murder for the deaths of over 4,000 young American soldiers who died so far in his war fighting in Iraq. And let's not forget about the over 100,000 innocent Iraqi men, women, children, and babies who've died horrible, violent deaths because of George Bush's war. He's got to be brought to justice. So far, nothing has been done to George Bush. No impeachment, not even an investigation of him by Congress or the